Hey guys, with Brad and I both being fathers, we want the best for our families. That is why recently we both signed up for term life insurance policies with Ladder Insurance. If there is one thing Brad and I don't want for our families when we leave this earth is a financial burden. We want to know that our spouse and children will be taken care of when we are gone. Ladder makes it impressively fast and easy to get covered. You just need a few minutes and a phone or laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, so you'll find out instantly if you're approved. There are no hidden fees, you can cancel at any time, and you even get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So click the link in the show notes to get a quote in seconds.
I'll let you take this one away, bud.
I got something for you.
What is it?
I'm amidst a slight identity crisis.
Uh-oh.
So.
To who? Like on YouTube or like yourself or what? Or both?
I don't know because I don't know. I don't know if it's, this is kind of what I want to ask you. I don't know. And I guess, guys, this will be more of like a JJ and Brad friendship conversation. I'm sure money will come in and we'll figure it out. Cause I guess it is money involved, but I don't know if you're 40 out there or in your around 40s.
I don't know what that feels like.
Right. We were joking last night. I'm the same.
Oh my God. This is so funny.
I don't know if it was because we were feeling the good vibes last night and maybe this isn't as funny because when we told JJ's wife, she was like,
yeah, she's like, it's not that funny, guys.
So,
but when you think about it though, it's like,
oh, I'm the same age gap
to almost by like a few years,
by like a year or two,
three, I think
the same age gap to JJ's dad as JJ is to me. So essentially for as close as JJ and I are, I could technically be just as close with his dad.
So weird.
So if you, but I tried to tell him, like, I feel like as you get older, age gaps above shrink down.
I agree.
And it's kind of like, I mean, we can go to the extreme of like when you're a senior in high school, if you date a freshman, you are the biggest loser in the world. Because 4 years is such a small percentage of your life that that gap is huge.
It's huge.
But, and I think we started talking about this because like one of the guys I consider like.
But if you're a freshman dude.
Dating a senior girl.
Well. You're a legend.
Call that the drip these days. But like one of my go-tos is he's 72 years old. And he's more of like a life mentor, like. Helped me through when my dad passed away and things like that. He was one of my neighbors. And like, but we had an above average neighbor relationship. He went through, his wife passed away. And it was awful to watch. And so like we had that, you know, with losing my mom and dad to cancer. And like, I think that's how we started talking about it. Like, he's like, wait, the dude's 72 years old. And I'm like, yeah, and I think he's like my best friend. Like, I'm going to go to Florida and visit him and hang out.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends that are just older, but,
me too.
Fuck you. But I don't know. I feel like when you're young and you like change certain positions or stances or direction, it's seen as being like adventurous or, you know, taking on risk or finding yourself, quote unquote. But then when you get to 40, it's like, there's no more finding yourself. Like you're supposed to know who self is.
I don't agree with that, dude.
And like the older I get, like people are, all right. So I've started many businesses and the joke amongst my close friends is like, I can't have something for more than 3 years. Yeah. Like after 3 years, I have to start something new. And it's been pretty true.
From what I've noticed too.
Yeah. So I'm getting to like the 3 year point on like YouTube and the podcast and things like that. And so my friends start saying to me like, yo, what's next business? And I'm like, no more businesses. And they're like, fuck you. No more business. There's no way. And like, I have some things that I could probably turn into a business right now, but I just feel like I'm not supposed to be doing that anymore. I'm not supposed to be trying things out. I'm not supposed to be not learning new things, but like when I learn something new, like I go all in. I don't mess around.
I'm the same
way. It's a borderline. It's an issue.
Yeah.
But when you're young, I feel like it's a lot more accepted. Like, my wife doesn't complain. My wife supports me in everything I do. But, like, at the end of the day, she's like, enough, dude. Like, just, could you just relax? Mm-hmm. Could you just sit on the couch and watch the Ranger game and not have three laptops open and two phones and six conversations? Like, can you just do it?
Yeah.
You know? And I guess the YouTube space has... I guess it allowed me to be creative and not be judged. Mm-hmm. I mean, people judge you on the platform.
Yeah.
But I mean,
you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. Like I have five YouTube channels.
Yeah.
If I made a sixth, my wife wouldn't question it at all. Like if I was like, oh, Tara, I'm going to make a YouTube channel about this. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, oh, cool. You know, because she knows that that's like what I made a YouTube channel about running. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I think you should monetize all your hobbies. And
I agree.
Now when I buy running shoes and do a review, it's a write-off. Yep. Headphones is a write-off. Clothes is a write-off. Socks is a write-off. Like, monetize your hobbies. That's really why I did it. But I also did it to like hold myself accountable. And then I also did it. I want to journal as much as my life for my kids as possible if something were to happen to me, like what happened with my parents. But when it comes to money, I have been so one-sided. And if there's anything that I've done, I always try to stay open-minded, but there's some things that I just hate and I can't stand. Like there's really no way that, you know, somebody could tell me that they bought a really expensive brand new car and they have credit card debt and it's not a big deal without me rolling my eyes. But when I do things now that I once hated and talked shit about, I just don't know, like, am I a poser or was I being a jerk then or was I being a jerk? Am I like, I just don't know. I feel like I don't know who I am financially anymore, which is the identity crisis. I feel like not imposter syndrome, but I feel like I'm getting too old for this space. So that's hard. And I just like, I don't know, not whining, complaining. It's not like that. I just... And like the day trading, we'll use the day trading thing. Mm-hmm. Like I hated it. I hated it. And I kind of like it. But I hate that I like it. And then I want to tell people I like it. And I mean, I get more hate comments on day trading, but I know why. It's one of those things where like,
you used to be that guy.
No, but like when it was like getting out of debt.
Yeah.
Right. And somebody like talked trash about it. Mm-hmm. You knew that they had to know in their heart of hearts that
it was easy for you just to be like, okay, I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah,
I don't give a shit. I know what I'm doing. It's gonna...
Yeah, like you don't have any justification.
Well, you know what you're doing is going to come out on top. With day trading, I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, maybe that's what it is. I knew that at the time, if I just invested in VTI for the rest of my life, I was be okay. Yeah.
If somebody came to you and talked shit on, you're only an index fund investor in VTI, I'd be like, I don't fucking care, bro.
And I also, here's another thing. I also knew that if I told a family member, I'm not a financial advisor, I don't tell people what to do. But like my brother, for example. If I told my brother to invest in VTI... That's it. I would be able to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Knowing that I didn't fuck that dude over.
Same.
And when I used to make content like that, that's how I felt. And I wanted to share that with as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Because
it's a proven
investing in VTI for life. Okay. Here's my identity crisis.
Okay.
And here's what I'm dealing with now. I like day trading.
Okay.
I don't think anybody should day trade. But I want to tell people about why I like it and how I enjoy it. But I also want to tell them that you should not do this. And by telling somebody that they should not do this and then doing it yourself,
that's tough.
You're being a fucking hypocrite.
That's tough.
So it's like, unlike VTI, day trade, you're probably going to lose a lot of money.
Well, hang on. So like first to fix this, it'd be easy just to have like... You want to have like almost like a disclaimer before they, I'm not saying that we would do this, but you would want like a disclaimer up saying, hey, listen, here's all my ducks I have in a row. I fully fund my Roth IRA. I have VTI invested in majority of my index. You know, I don't, this day trading I use is only worth 1% of my overall net worth. Like, you want them to know that, but you can't explain that in every video.
Every video.
You and can't.
Like, you have, you. I mean, only 30% of my views come from subscribers.
Yeah.
Which I just recently.
Meaning a lot of people that watch, that stumble upon your videos have no idea who you are. And all they know you for is this one day trading video.
Which is why if you want to start a YouTube channel, side note, don't talk about personal shit because most people don't care. Yeah. And it just takes some time in the video. Just get to it. But yeah, it's so hard. So to try and combat this, right? I made Bradfin Day Trades channel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am going to just talk about day trading on this channel because whatever. I don't want to infect my main channel with this toxicity of day trading. But then I'm like, for the same reasons that I once hated options and I educated people and I still got a lot of hate, but I also changed the lives of people. Like, people that learned about the wheel from me and they trade the wheel with me every day. And yeah. Like, I changed their lives, right? But that was like, even with covered calls, I felt like you really couldn't really fuck somebody over too bad. So it was, that was okay for the main channel. But like, day trading, I don't want to like say it's like a hard drug where it's like, you know, you shouldn't do it, but it's so damn good. Like, I enjoy the dopamine hit and the fucking charts and being right.
Okay.
And
let
learning
me say
what
this.
It feels to be wrong. And I want to tell all these people about
how that
makes me feel, but I almost want to like not tell them what's making me feel like that.
Yeah. So first, let me say this. You have to understand that, like, so we restrict our videos. You have to be 18 or older to see. Like, obviously, there can be somebody younger watching it, but YouTube asks, is this recommended for kids? Is this a video made for kids or not? And you have to select no.
Yes, it's not.
So my first thought on that is everyone watching your videos is their own grown adult.
Correct.
Ultimately, what it comes down to, you can have these YouTubers talk about stocks, you know, all this different stuff, day trading, whatever it may be. Ultimately, you are the one that has to make the decision on what you want to do with your money.
Yes.
Now, should some people go through more experiences and learn more before they make some of those decisions? Maybe. But like, everyone's got to figure it out somehow. So like, you can't be like that. I don't think I would make a decision standpoint on, is, do I not want to make this content because I need to explain and teach everyone else first?
Yeah. But like, but this is the issue really. When somebody would comment on the old videos, VTI, fuck that. Like, I'm growth stocks, whatever. I could just disagree with, like, okay, dude, like, you have your position in mind. But when somebody comments now, like, dude, day trading is so risky, it's not worth it, everyone's going to lose all their money, I want to write back.
I agree.
I kind of agree with you, dude.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, though. I don't feel like.
I kind of agree. Like, and I mean, the one thing is 95, and we were talking about this morning, I almost made a reel about it or a short about it. People are always like,
yeah,
95% of day traders lose all their money. I get that comment
mm-hmm.
every 25 minutes. And my rebuttal is usually 0.00075% of high school athletes go pro. So should we get rid of sports? Or 100% of high school athletes have gotten an injury in their life from playing sports. Is it too dangerous? Should we not play sports? But no, you play high school sports not to go pro, but because it makes you feel alive.
Or the easiest way to do this, but it would make this podcast a lot shorter.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yes, like, who fucking cares what people think, dude? Like,
yeah, but you still have morals. So the morality of this.
Okay, that's a great question. Are your morals being tested because of what you're?
Yes,
you think so?
So like, here's my position.
Yeah,
I'm torn.
That is tough.
I'm torn between having a, like, I keep a lot of my life private from the internet,
mm-hmm.
and most of the stuff I don't feel bad about keeping private, because of the fact that it's not necessarily money related. But now that I have this day trading thing, I almost want to keep it private because I know people shouldn't do it. But the other side of the morality is my channel has always been based around my financial journey, the things I've learned, good and bad, and trying to educate others along that journey. So now I'm like, I should not make content about this because people shouldn't day trade. But there are some people that it's great for. And yeah. There's some people like in my Discord too, like if I taught this guy or not taught this guy, but like I exposed him to futures and he does it just like me. He makes $5-$10 a day off of it. Really, really likes it. Trades the SPY, keeps up with the market, makes $30-$40 a week on it. And he's like, he's a perfect candidate for this. But like, I can't make a video talking about day trading and not just think that when I say you're going to lose all your money, people don't believe. They don't, or they'd say like, if you really are going to lose all your money, then why is he doing it? Mm-hmm. So if they were making money day trading, why do they make a course? You know, it's like some people like to educate.
Yeah. So
should I keep the shit off my main channel?
I think ultimately you do whatever you want, man. Like,
it's because so you tough. Have this conflict with, not to this extreme, but with your main channel content and Dividend Freedom. Like you feel like your main channel content, you tried to talk about too much of the things going on in your life, right?
It was way too much all over the place for sure. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that hindered me in the long run.
And that's kind of like why I've like kept some stuff private and things like that. Cause we've talked about that at length, but like, what if you were doing something or, I mean, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but like, have you ever done something financially that like you never really came out and talked about on your main channel, regardless if it was good or bad?
I mean, yeah, I don't talk about everything in my life financially to my YouTube channel because I don't have to.
I know you don't have to, but like...
No, and I don't... No,
If you did something that you learned a lesson...
To answer your question, yes, there's been things that I've learned my lessons on, but I don't have to tell my audience. I don't have to. I can keep things quiet. I can keep as many things private as I want to, and I can keep as many things open as I want to.
Right, but do you ever...
my life.
But do you ever feel like, man, I probably should have made a video about that, or you don't even...
No, not at all. Why?
So then how do you choose what content goes on the main channel?
Whatever I want. Now, it depends what you're asking me. Like, are you talking about if I say, hey, look at me, I'm up 15% in my stocks, but then I'm really like doing all these risky ass trades and not telling anybody, I'm actually like down. Like,
well, I'm not talking about lying to people.
Oh, okay.
That's very different.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because I think there's some YouTubers that, and especially in the day trading space, like...
They don't show all the details.
Or they're using a paper trading account and it's not really a real account. It's not their money, which whatever.
Yeah.
But no, like I wouldn't lie to people.
Because I think that's sketchy.
No, yeah. No, yeah. That's definitely because I still show all my day trades inside Discord. But like I had two day trading accounts going on and I was talking with Aaron Azevedo about this and Jeff. I was like, I have this one that I post to Discord, like every trade, right? But then I have like this one that I kept private. And the reason I kept private, it was a much bigger account.
You don't have to show anyone anything.
And I asked them the same thing. Like, guys, do I need to be telling the Discord about both these accounts? They're like, same thing you're saying. They're like, no, like, dude, you don't have to tell us anything.
Yeah, nothing.
But then what the fuck am I doing here?
Whatever you want.
Like, aren't I here to be open. I guess I'm not, like I said, I'm not lying.
No.
So
I don't show my retirement accounts to, I mean, I don't have to. I really don't owe them anything.
Right.
I'll show whatever I want. Like I don't, just because you make content on the internet doesn't mean, like I know financial guys that don't show anything about themselves personally.
Have you ever done anything though financially that you knew other people shouldn't do?
Not really. I mean, to be honest.
That's the real thing for me.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like...
I've been pretty straight and narrow, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know? I mean...
I mean, you took a little bit of risk with the GameStop and the that.
Not really, though.
Dude, you had $25,000 calls.
Oh, you mean like my YouTube channel?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about with my personal finances.
No, but
oh, yeah. Oh, no. That was like, and I said that on my streams. I was like, guys, I'm using like less than 1% of my net worth with this shit. Yeah. So at that point, no. As far as making content, absolutely. I took a risk, but it was one of those things where like I made one video about it and it blew up. And I was like, whoa, this is kind of cool. I'm going to roll with this for a little bit.
Yeah, like I just, because like I've been dabbling with making, I've been testing them out.
Yeah.
So I on my channel, I do dividends and then the wheel. And then I was like, I'll throw in a third video. And then like I made like just a futures video just to like see. And I got 35,000 views in a week. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, maybe there's an audience for this.
I think, so here's my thing, dude. If I was you, I wouldn't see anything wrong with that. Like, because if people really do want to know who you are and they need to know that information, they can go look back at your old videos.
Yeah.
Like, you have nothing to prove. Like,
well, okay, well then, all right, so here's the other, this is, maybe I just need to freaking go to Oregon or something, but like.
Go to Oregon. Is that what you said?
I'll tell you later.
Oh my God.
No, I mean like just overthinking this. But like, still have a lot of like Phi community friends, right? From my early days.
Yeah.
And like I have what I thought was a really good friend that has like a podcast about Phi.
Okay.
And he was flat out like, Brad, I can't have you on my podcast. And I'm like,
because you talk about day trading?
And he's like, because if I send people to your YouTube channel now, you have a, like, how do we introduce, like, you're supposed to be this FI guy.
Yeah.
And this is a friend being honest with me.
Okay.
He's
which
like,
I always appreciate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm an FI guy. I'm a VTI in that. I'm going to introduce you and talk about your book about wheeling options, your Discord about trading options, your YouTube channel about day trading and trading options. Like, it just doesn't fit my narrative.
So how does that make you feel?
Shitty.
Yeah, that would make me feel shitty too.
Shitty. And it makes me like, not want to put day trading content.
Yeah.
Like even when I got back from Camp Phi.
Oh, dude, that's tough.
And this really started first happening at Camp Phi. And I felt like I was having these, cause I knew I talked to the owner and like, I explained to him, like, look back at my whole content. Like, cause I got recommended to speak there. And I told him, I'm like, I kind of followed the algorithm. I kind of like got on my defensive right away. And then when I spoke, the other three featured speakers were all FI authors and real estate. And here I am like, I have a book, but I don't really want to tell you about it. Right. I have a YouTube channel, but I kind of don't want you to watch it. And like, I'm sitting around with all these FI people and like, and I came back and I think I told, that's when I changed my name from Brad Finn Finance to Brad Finn Phi because I'm like, man, I'm going to get back to this. Just like, cause I like this.
It doesn't work on YouTube though. It
fucking doesn't work, man.
Yeah.
And,
which I feel like that's what kind of the podcast was for us, though.
And I don't do things because they work or don't work on YouTube necessarily. I'm just worried more about my image and my reputation.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, that's, you know, like, I kind of went through that with the GameStop thing, so that you brought that up. Like, I was like, yeah, like, you know, this is cool and all, but, like, this has nothing to do with what I am full-on belief. And I got freaking news companies reaching out to me. I'm like, I don't want to be known as the GameStop AMC guy.
Yeah.
So I even took like a, I even remember taking, and I think this is when the ball started rolling south for me with YouTube, is I remember telling Lindsay, I was like, I need to like step back a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm getting too much limelight for this and I don't want it.
This is not the light I want.
No.
And like the same thing, like I've built some relationships with day traders, like the people I stream, like on YouTube.
Well, hang on.
Like, I'll tell you about a YouTuber and you're like, dude, I don't know who that is. Yeah, and I'm like, no, oh, it's some day trader that has 70,000 subs. But like, I also feel myself, now I'm in this tug of war between my day trading friends on the internet and my FI friends. And I'm kind of losing my FI friends. And I'm kind of like in the day. But then again, they're all 20-somethings with their hair on fire. And I know that most of them are probably going to end up back in corporate America, but like I'm doing it for fun and they're they make videos on, you can day trade full time. Right, and I'm a, and like, I want to make videos. It's like, hey, did you used to gamble in the late 90s, early 2000s? Yeah. Did you really dream about playing high stakes poker and it didn't matter how much money you lost? Yeah. Let's try day trading. You know, yeah. Like that's yeah. Because I do feel like these guys can be successful. Mm-hmm. And that 95% of day traders that fail, I really believe that 95% of day traders quit before they learn how to become profitable.
Well, so you don't want to be known as a day trader, or you secretly want to be kind of like, I don't care, because I know deep down that's how I feel about
it. I mean, I do like being mysterious.
Okay.
So I would love people to be like, does he still day trade? Mm-hmm. I wonder how it's like, but no, like I definitely wouldn't. I hated being known as the wheel guy.
Yeah.
I hated that.
Fucking YouTube, man.
I hate, dude, when people...
See, this is... Hang on. So, hang on.
Somebody introduced me once.
I keep wanting to say something.
Okay,
dude.
Go.
I want to say is, like, I think what helped me, as I was talking about, I kind of, like, took a break a little bit, kind of made YouTube, like, I came out with, like, a couple random-ass videos to, like... I think it was about like minimalism, and then I talked about like FI. I talked about FI a couple times because I was like, guys, this is all this whole new audience. I'm not a YOLOer. That's not who I am. Like, yes, did I invest in the GameStop AMC thing because I probably had a good guess I could make a couple bucks with trading the options on AMC. Yeah, and it worked out, you know. But then the whole YouTube aspect of it, it's like, cool, this limelight's coming. Holy shit, this is cool and exciting. Wait, this is what I want to be known for. So then I made the pivot. I did. I said, I'm going to come back to my roots. And I was making content all over the place, real estate, FI, whatever. But then I think what really helped me is like, okay, what am I like most known for? Or like not most known for. What do I really love? And it's real estate and dividend investing. So I said, I'm going to start this other channel and just see what happens. Kind of like what you do with the
day trades. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is what I'm going to do. But it was also that different relationship though, man. Like I am totally fine being known as a dividend guy.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, you're the dividend guy. I'm the day trader. Like,
yeah, it's tough.
And then too, like now trading brands. So brands we've never even heard of are reaching out to me.
Yeah.
Like I just became blessed and I want, this is another thing that's shitty. You've always been the guy that I could call and we can be excited together about. Because we've always been on the same exact page. Mm-hmm. And we've had open conversations. You're just not interested in day trading.
Not at all.
So I was blessed to form a partnership with a company inside the day trading space. And it was a relationship. I'd been talking to this guy back and forth since July when I was in Colorado. And the real reason it never really came to fruition was because they kept asking me, like, why aren't you on Bradfin Day Trades anymore? Why aren't you showing trading videos anymore? And I was kind of like beating around the bush the whole time. But in the back of my head, I'm like, man, this program is really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a part of that. And then I finally, like, I made that video and it got 35,000 views. And I was like, F it. I called them. I'm like, did you see the video? I just posted it. I'm doing another futures video. I'm going to go that route. And he was like, we would love to partner with you. Made me a freaking great offer. Gave me an amazing service for free. And like, I called you and I was like, dude, I just landed this partnership. And you're like,
what is that?
Don't know what that is, dude. And the same thing with my wife. I'm like, Tara. She's like, cool.
Yeah.
And then even worse. And here's the even worse part. I want to, every time I learn about an awesome product, where do we run to? We run to YouTube and our Discords. And I realized, and this is back to that imposter syndrome again. Mm-hmm. They gave me this great opportunity to quote, give it to my audience, but I don't want to promote this with my audience because I don't think people should day trade.
Yeah, it's tough, dude.
And like the partnership.
But you can't be the one to say, I think they should or shouldn't do what I want to do. Like, again, it comes back to like everyone's their own.
But we have to remember, Jay, that we still have influence. We don't want to be known. We still have it.
It's true.
We still have it.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, and I have things in my life. Dude. I've bought things because I saw a YouTuber talk about it.
Yeah.
Maybe not stocks, but like,
right.
I have a giant bicycle because of a guy that I really like to watch on YouTube. He only rode giants. So I bought a giant. Those Bone-In Technology headphones I got for running, this ultra runner that I follow, he wears them. I bought them. He never even mentioned them. You know, so you have to, we have to understand that.
Yeah. Damn.
People are going to do shit.
Yeah.
People are going to try shit. Especially when they see me being successful. Like, not
a good thing I use a good dividend software.
Like, you know, like,
no, kidding.
Even like with the two accounts that I had with futures.
Yeah.
I was posting in my Discord that I was making $30, $40, sometimes $100 a day. Right. Because I knew that that wouldn't really, that's not big enough bait to make people be like, if I was posting $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 days, then more people are going to be like, I can do that. But what they don't know, obviously, what you don't know is the year that I've been losing money because they don't listen to the Average Money podcast. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I could have made 25 grand this year and I still probably wouldn't have broke even. So like but now I started posting the other account because I'm like, same as you, like they have to be responsible, but yeah, like if a news like outlet called me and they were like, hey, do you want to come on and talk about NASDAQ futures? I would be like, no,
not really.
My highlight of my YouTube career is when I was on the New York City News 5 at night.
Yeah, I remember
being a fi couple with my wife. They drove out from New York City.
Yep.
Freaking.
That was pretty cool.
Had me throwing the lacrosse ball. You can DM me. I still have the link. But like,
I saw it on TV.
Yeah. And dude, I mean, Manhattan's a big place and it got syndicated out. And like, I had like grandma from upstate calling me, like, I saw you on my news. Yep. Or like, everybody in school being like, and all I had to think was like, man, they saw that. And all the article and the whole thing was about how we lived a life of simplicity and contentment, mm-hmm. and we saved money. And because we did that, we didn't have to worry about work. If
it's hard, dude,
if like, I was so proud, like that's, if that's the picture that they're going to get of me, they can walk around and talk behind my back. That guy's a cheap bastard who wears,
you wear it proudly.
The wears wear the jeans. Five, yeah. Wears jeans. Like, yeah, you wear it proudly. Yes. But if it was like, Brad, saw you.
Day trader.
Can you show me how to do it? What, like, what have you done? Oh, I don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that.
That's tough, man.
But I don't want to stop day trading.
I don't. Do you like making content on it too, though? Like, is it fun?
Yeah.
Like, I love my dividend content, dude. Like, it's fun for me to make. Yeah. Like, that's another.
And, like, I haven't even scratched the surface. Like, I've made a couple videos for YouTube where I've just been like having great talking technical analysis, showing the replay of how the candlesticks, the difference between the 3 minute and the 5 minute and the 1 minute and the different, like.
It's your hobby, dude.
And then I just fucking never uploaded them.
Like if you had a, so this may be something, another good question.
Like when PewDiePie went away from Minecraft to Fortnite and then his channel imploded?
No. I was going to say if you had a more dangerous hobby.
What's more dangerous than losing all of your money?
Dying from skydiving. Like, if you're a skydive YouTuber, should you not make content because what you're doing
more
is dangerous?
More people successfully skydive every day than day trade.
True. I don't know, dude. I mean, I don't know what to tell you then.
Like, you know, a really big trading influencer, we'll just say his first name starts with an R.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like, I don't want to be known as that guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either.
I wouldn't want to be known as that guy.
Fuck.
Is he killing it?
Oh, he makes buku bucks.
He's life rips.
Yeah.
Don't want to be that guy.
I wouldn't want to either.
No.
But see, I wouldn't mind being...
Like when I was the VTI guy, I was the guy you could bring home to mom and dad.
Yeah.
Now I'm the guy that drives a 67 Mustang, wears a leather jacket, and has his collar popped.
Yeah. No, I would.
Listening to Ozzy.
And it's the 2010s.
That's 2000 when I graduated. And I'm smoking butts, ripping darts.
Well, I think that, I even think that era difference from if you did that in my time frame of high school. Then you're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Like when Billy Madison went back to school.
That's it. Yes. That's exactly it, dude. Yeah.
That's how I teach high school. That's how I feel.
Everyone sees you, pulls up in the Camaro. They're like, what the fuck?
Like, just going to lay out here in the parking lot, smoke cigarettes.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Set some vibes over here in the parking lot. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
like the money's there.
Oh, dude, you could make a killing.
I'm saying from a creator standpoint.
So let me ask you this then.
From a creator standpoint.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's probably not the most ethical question, but what if you like did it for 2 years while you did the hobby until you move on to something else and you're just like, all right, peace, I'm out of here.
I said that I wanted to day trade for a year. And
I don't see what's wrong about it,
I'm like, I'm quitting at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, cool, Brian, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, I'm back. And then you're like, I thought you were quitting.
Yeah.
The amount of times you said, I thought you quit day trading. Now it's like, it was easy to say I was going to do it for a year because a year felt so far away. And a year now is, when this episode comes out, it's pretty much 4 weeks away. And for context, guys, we're recording this on the 13th of November. If you listen to the last week's episode, then that will give you a lot more insight to what's going on right now. Now that it's like 4 weeks away, I love it. And it's one of the few hobbies where like it doesn't take time away from my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like I trade from 9:30 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
My brokerage locks my account at 11 a.m. unless I'm in a trade. Like simple, you know, I do it during my lunch period or during pretty much at lunch at work. So it doesn't cut into my work schedule. I can still teach. It's fun. It has good days and bad days.
So I thought about this the past like 5 minutes I've been thinking,
but I've also gotten to a point now where I can't lose money. So I've withdrawn all my losses that I've recuperated and my account size is up and I've only left money in there to break me even. So then some people are like, well, then just let that ride until it's gone, if it's ever gone. And then I'm like, well, when do you take withdrawals? You know, like.
So if I didn't want to be known as a guy for some certain thing, I don't think I'd make content on it.
I know about some of those things.
For me? Oh no, what is it?
No,
okay. I was like, oh shit.
There's a lot about JJ. You
know, yeah. No, I.
Did you guys know he only used 3 squares of toilet paper?
Per wipe.
That's all I want to talk about that.
Yeah, I don't use a half a roll like this guy. Oh my God, dude.
I don't want to talk about
that. Oh my God. Such a waste.
So you wouldn't make content?
If it was something I did not want to be known for, no, I probably wouldn't.
Even for a price?
It'd have to be a very, very long... No, I don't think I would do it for a price. Because like...
Do you think day trading is unethical? Like, do you think the content's unethical or do you think I'm in my head?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's unethical, but I also would be like, it's not... It has a bad rep. Definitely has a bad rep.
Oh, yeah.
So like, you know, it's...
So did options once. And we have an options course.
Yeah.
Like, what made us...
I still...
What made us say... Fuck it, we're doing an options course and everyone can judge us. We know we're VTI guys. Because this is the same argument that people, we had to defend ourselves with options.
So here's my thing, is I think selling options, which is kind of what we're not really buyers. I think selling options is a legitimate way to earn an extra income. I legitimately feel that way. And like people could say I'm wrong and I'd be like, I don't agree with you. To where how we said earlier with like, you know, day trading may not be the best thing. That's where we're both like, you know, you're kind of right.
Yeah.
To where like options trading, like when it comes to like buying options, yeah, like that's kind of like day trading for me. But when I'm talking about selling options, no. That's when I feel like my VTI self, whenever somebody's like, if somebody's talking shit on me, don't care. Because deep down, I think I could make a
knowing nice what you know, like after you've learned it, yep, right?
Absolutely.
But okay, so, but it didn't always feel like that.
No, it didn't.
So there's a part of me that's like, maybe I'll get to that point.
And maybe you will.
Maybe I'll get to the point where I feel like I can teach day trading in a way that makes me feel like I've eliminated all the major.
Yeah.
But
you got to think.
But also knowing what I know, there's no way I could ever make day trading feel safe.
Unless you somehow you're known for that. Like, Like for me, I don't watch day trading stuff, but I don't think I know of a guy who's like known as your typical average guy who still like is a teacher, but day trades for fun. Like you said earlier, most of these guys are talking about like, hey, you can do this full time for life. But if you're just like, hey, this is my hobby, this is what I do for fun, other guys will resonate with that.
Yeah.
There's other dads out there who are working at their corporate jobs. It's like, hey, I got an extra 20 grand. And instead of going with my buddies to Vegas and losing $5,000 one weekend and then, you know, betting another $2,000 on black and losing that with some of the boys or whatever, you know, or however much you used to gamble, whatever you're, yeah. You know, like, I don't think there's anything, like, there may be a need for that on YouTube. Well, there is like a, it's kind of like a safe space for day trading.
I'm sure people lose a lot more money playing golf every year.
Yeah.
Golf's expensive. Dudes love golf.
I think it's got its place. I like it. I'm not a golfer, but if I go out for, you know.
So what you're saying. But beers and golf. Well, that's the other thing too. Like if
that's your spiel.
How do I promote it? How do I promote it as like, quote unquote, this is entertainment only.
Every time you're in the video, you can drop that in there. Easy.
Like I do not think you should day trade.
Or not even that. Just be like, hey, guys, listen, this is a very small percentage of my portfolio. This is what I like to do for fun. This is my fun money. This is money I'm using. I mean, not, you don't have to say this all in a row, but like every other video, just drop it in. Like, hey, I'm okay using this money. And if I lose 100% of it, I'm totally okay. This is not going to hurt me financially.
Right. So I have to stop thinking about my channel being about like, I guess my channel needs to be more about what's going on in my life. Financially,
I mean,
I don't know.
It just needs to be whatever you want. Like, I know my dividend.
Like, I told you the video that I want to make with the day trading thing.
Yeah.
Like, but then again, like, there's a part of me that's like, that video is like, suck it, haters. But then, like, I'm saying suck it to the haters that I once, like, I'm sure, because I do answer that sometimes. I do say, like, yeah, you're right on. And I'm thinking that these trolls, you know, like when you like insult somebody and they kind of just smile and laugh with you and you're like, that's not like this motherfucker doesn't even know how to be insulted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure there's times where these guys think out these long, like thought out burns. And I respond with like, yeah. I'm with you. And then they look at like, wait, he didn't debate me.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't argue with me. Like, then why do you make the fuck? Why is he doing it? If he, yeah. You know, like I don't.
It's all I got, dude. I don't know.
I don't want to be.
That's tough.
I know. You don't think I should make the content, but you said if I don't want to be known as the guy, I should make the content. But then you said there might be a niche for this inside YouTube.
If you think you could pull it off, like if I had okay, if I
can, I have a channel that has that and dividends.
So hang on. Oh, I mean, you can have a channel whatever you want. I think if you had this thing as like, so let me ask you this. If you wrote a book saying, you know, like if you had a book out about like the average dad day trading on the side with fun money, would you feel okay if you were known as that guy?
As long as we knew that this was a hobby, like Brad Finn runs, for example, like I'm not trying to push running on people. I'm just trying to find people that want to run,
yeah.
That are average people.
Right.
My video about my running shoes is titled Running Shoes for Fat Guys. You know, like that's me, I guess. But that's what kind of why I want to make Brad Finn Day Trades, where I can create a community of just like those people.
Hobby day traders.
But then again,
I don't see anything wrong with that.
But then again, those people can be involved in my main channel too.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, like some people like to spend money on weird shit.
Expensive cars.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know guys that drop like $5,000-$10,000 for
like I don't
a new
do any,
engine.
I don't like doing any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I like
oh dude. Hunting?
I like day trading.
Hunting?
Yeah.
Guys back home will go hundreds of thousands of dollars into debt to buy land just to hunt on.
That's kind of like somebody buying a really expensive fishing boat here.
Absolutely.
Like I know a dude that buys like $40 of lures every single week during bass season.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're all the same freaking thing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, these ones dart down mm-hmm. when there's a quarter moon and the tide's going like this and the water temperature is like this.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I mean, I do say like, why the hell does he spend his money on that? But then again, that's
his thing.
That's what blows his hair back.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
So I should just be like, yo, day trading blows my hair back.
That's what you got, dude.
I don't think anybody should go fishing if they don't want to. I don't think anybody should go golfing if they don't want to. I don't think anybody should invest in, like, what about skiing too? Like, my friend,
dude, it's so expensive.
So I guess this is just my expensive hobby, but I just pay the fee for the hobby slowly. But then again, like, I'm profitable.
That's the thing we've always said though. Like, some of our hobbies, you know, if you ultimately come out ahead, like, you made money on your hobby, where all these guys
lost money on their hobby.
Not only did you get the experience, but you got the money back from it as well.
I know.
If it all works out.
I can't lose. And I figured if I did keep day trading in 2023, I would raise the threshold of my bank account. So like right now, it can go to zero. From January 1 to January 30th, zero. Then I boost it to 1,000. My account cannot go below 1,000. 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And that would be it. But then I got to quit something that's like, has a little piece of my heart.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Then I'd have to go back to the day trading hater side.
Dividends.
We did just make a dividend. That was our last episode.
Yeah. I love dividends, dude.
I love day trading.
Yeah.
But don't do it.
Oh, man.
Don't do it. That shiny screen that you see me working on, don't ask me what's on there. You don't want to know anything. Don't DM me and ask me what company I was talking about before. Yeah. Even though I should shout them out. Thank you so much, Bookmap. But all right. I think I don't feel better. So thank you for that.
Okay.
I don't think we resolved anything.
You know what I think will make you feel better?
The only thing that's different about the beginning of this episode is I've had two more beers.
You know what I think will make you feel better?
Two more beers.
That's right.
I was hoping that you'd make me feel better.
Sorry, dude.
I was hoping you'd be like, no, Brad, just this is what you should do. Do it like this, 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 and that. You were kind of like, nah, I wouldn't want to be you. You're like, I don't want to be 40. I don't want to be a day trader. I like my vodka. I don't want to be drinking beer right now. Pretty much, Brad, everything you do is fucking, you know? Oh my gosh. All right. Well, we'll
end it on that note.
We'll keep you posted. Keep you posted. Don't day trade.
Don't day trade, kids.
If you can, this will actually be pretty funny. If you can go to my, if I release a video, I'll know you're an average money listener. If you write in the comments, don't day trade.
Don't day trade.
With like some sort of, but then again, if you write don't day trade in my comment section.
You may not realize it.
The day trading community is.
Oh, just come for your head.
Just be prepared.
Yeah. That's funny.
The day trading versus VTI community is like me versus the QYLD community.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or like Tom Seguro and the Alabama community. Mm-hmm. Or no, we say Louisiana.
Arkansas.
He pretty much trashed all those states.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you ball hog. Don't do the Yelp.
Why are you doing that?
I will kick your chest through your back. We watched Ball Hog last night.
So true, dude.
It was pretty funny.
Oh, dude, when fucking kids mess with my kids, man.
Dude, this is a whole another episode.
It pisses me off, dude.
It's better than getting pissed on.
That's it is.
All right, we got to go.